Hey, Tarot Tribers, this is Lisa Dawn Lajoie. I'm the creator of the Tarot Tribe, and I'm doing the monthly forecast for September to support you guys along on your journey. It's a very simple forecast. I don't go in too much depth unless called, but basically it's an overview of what the month looks like so we can be prepared in advance for the energy opportunities that are coming our way. So this month of September, we have the Moon, the Queen of Pentacles, the Empress, and the Two of Pentacles, which is always interesting. And the moving forward through the month, how the month moves itself, opportunities and paths that are open is how I did the path forward. What can we look for? How can we grow? What's going on in the field of ourselves as we move forward? Throughout the month itself, we have the Ace of Pentacles, the Devil card, and the Nine of Swords at the beginning. And then as we move into the end, midterm into the end, we have the Wheel of Fortune, the Hermit, excuse me, and the Three of Swords. So this is super interesting, and as I tune into the reading and I look at what's going on, you know, how is this month overview, how are we starting with that Moon card? It really tells us to look and shape our thoughts around the deeper psychic abilities that we have, our deepest self, and the deeper core of what's going on around us. The Moon represents the depth of who we are and the depth of our own psychic abilities and intuitive abilities, our subconscious mind, our inner reality. And so when you see it with the Queen of Pentacles, which is a practical person, I often read when I'm doing a reading, I make the court cards people in the reading. I look at them like these are people. But in a global system like this, when I'm looking at helping a variety of people in all different walks of life and different sexes and whatever, whatever, the Queen of Pentacles becomes just an energy in itself, a feminine energy in itself. So when you see the Queen of Pentacles and the Moon, along with the Empress and the Two of Pentacles, which is very interesting, what we're looking at is the decision-making process of more nurturance, more creativity, and especially our internal intuition and inner guidance becoming more of a practical experience. It indicates too, there's an opportunity in September to think about going on spiritual journeys and how you can unfold in the journey itself. How you can take your inner need to self-reflect inside and go away with it. Go somewhere where, you know, you can just be on your own. You can travel with that Two of Pentacles and go seeking and looking around to places to go where you can support your soul and support your inner guidance. That's super interesting. So it's important to focus on that a lot of things might bubble up, especially in the last 3 months. We've had a lot going on. So a lot might come up and bubble up from here. And we want to be able to discern those things and have time to reflect inside and hear our inner self and what we need and who we are and how to help our emotional process along the way. Get to know from a deeper place, from a different environment in particular, how we're doing and how it's going and what we need and how we can nourish ourselves a little bit more. So the interesting thing with this, the beginning of the month with that Ace of Pentacles and the Devil and the Ten of Swords, that's very significant. There's a total change that is required. So this, you know, these kinds of readings are people that listen to it. So if you're listening to this, then this is really for you. And with the path opportunity in the first few weeks of the month, with that Devil card in particular, it really is about becoming aware of what inside and where you're imprisoned or confined to your material world. And start to think of it like letting go and starting a new vision of your material and practical life. The Ten of Swords and the Devil card does represent letting go and completing the depth of old habits that are imprisoning and confining your beliefs that limit you, and how the material world might be something that stresses you out. You're not sure how to let go of control of it. You're not sure how to just be at peace with the abundance possibilities from another perspective. So material greed or materialization, taking what you want versus, you know, attracting what you want, you know, being a person who can receive through attraction who you are. So there's a new beginning opportunity of thought and mind with that Ace of Pentacles. So that's interesting. As the month moves forward, which is also very interesting, there are things that may be super disappointing for people. The Wheel of Fortune, the Hermit, and the Devil card, the Hermit and the Three of Swords says there may be things in the world environment that make us aware and make us sad that we need to reflect on. So it's important to think that a Hermit card is about, you know, what are these opportunities about me seeing myself in this way giving me? How can I change my destiny and fate through facing what I feel disappointed about in the material world, through facing some of the sadness I see in humanity, from just looking around and finding some wisdom in myself around what I've been creating around me and what other people have been creating around them that doesn't really serve the higher good of the body and the heart and the mind. This is an incredible opportunity here. The way I read tarot or teach tarot, there's basics and then there's transformational. I'm a transformational tarot reader. That's really what I am about. And, you know, when you're the layers of the tarot really give us the opportunity to transform ourselves, our lives, our spiritual reality, and our material reality. And this is how this reading is coming forward to me. I'm really called to say it from this perspective of transformation, because a lot has been going on in the world itself, and we have to change ourselves individually to make the impact in a global way. So if we move away from greed and trying to take and move more into attraction, and that there's enough for everybody, we in ourselves change the world around us, and in turn we also support another fertilizer for the world itself to really feel more abundant and to truly be kind in our sharing with other people in the world and with the world itself, with the earth itself. So this is an unbelievable opportunity here to look at nourishment in another way and really take a core look at who we are inside and how we're living our material self, how we're living our practical lives, facing the disappointment, facing what we really don't like, facing, you know, we don't need to live in, I have to grab everything for myself so that I'm not disappointed about what gets taken away from me, or because people can take things away from me. This opportunity is really about opening your heart and mind and revealing to yourself where you may have limiting beliefs so that you can fly higher and really impact the world of change and change things around you and impact the world in a very positive way. So we have the World and the Two of Cups as the, and the Ace of Cups as the conclusion, the outcome of the month, which is super awesome. It means that we really can step into a beautiful new frequency of abundance and emotional fulfillment and nourishment and start to love ourselves and our world differently. And the practical things and the material things like our money, our house, the things that we do, the things that we want to buy maybe, how we live our day-to-day life experiences in a totally different way. So enjoy. I hope this truly helps you in a transformational way, and that you can step into something new. Of course, the reading is, you know, built in a general way because I'm talking to many people, but there's so much depth to this reading too. So if you're a reader or if you're practicing, look for the deeper, even the deeper messages that are here, because there's a lot of them. Have a beautiful, beautiful month, and we'll talk to you soon at the beginning of the week in the forecast.